Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
The death toll from COVID-19 has topped 600,000, according to Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. That's about equal to the number of Americans who died of cancer in 2019. The grim milestone comes as vaccinations have slashed new daily coronavirus cases and deaths as the nation slowly recovers from the grief, the loss, and the gloom and doom of the pandemic. California, the first state to impose a coronavirus lockdown, is lifting most of its COVID-19 restrictions and ushering in the state's, quote, grand reopening. In New York State, the remaining social distancing rules will be eased after 70% of adults received at least one dose of vaccine. Massachusetts has lifted its COVID-19 related state of emergency. Jim Krasula, CBS News.